Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Ahalas, Perik Tesvav, Mishnah Aleph. So we have seen, again and again, till now, that in order for something to have an oil, it has to have a shear of at least a tefach by a tefach. And it also has to at least be off the ground, a tefach. There has to be a tefach underneath it. And as we have also seen, quick chazara, once you have an oil, two things change. One is l'chumra, one is l'kula. L'chumra, the tumah spreads. In other words, if I have something tummy, and the top of it is something that's not an oil, a keli that's laying to the side of it won't become tummy. But if what on top is the oil, everything under the oil will become tummy. The tumah spreads. On the other hand, if I have tumah underneath something, and what's on top is an oil, it won't go through the top to be matamah something on top of it. Yes, it spreads from side to side. But the oil also acts as a chatzitza, as a cutoff point, that the tumah shouldn't go up. So if I have a keli laying on the side of the mace, I would want the covering not to be an oil. This is the tumah won't spread to the side. If I have a keli laying on top of whatever is covering the mace, I would want it to be an oil, so that it should act as a chatzitza to block the tumah. Let's see our Mishnah. Sagais. Sagais is a woolen garment. Ava means thick. Av is thick. The Batanura reminds us, we already learned this halacha in Perek Habayis Shenizdak, Mishnah Gimel. But the Mishnah is repeating it as a hagdama to what's coming afterwards. So we have a sagais ava, a thick woolen garment. The choifes ava. Choifes is a beam. Again, ava means thick. Ena mevina satuma. Tuma will not spread underneath these things. Unless they're at least a tefach off the ground. The shaila would be, do I measure from the top or the bottom? If you have a thick beam, let's say from the top of the beam till the ground, they have a tefach. But from the bottom of the beam till the ground, they don't have a tefach. And the answer is, it has to be a tefach from the bottom of the beam. In other words, you have to have an empty space of a tefach. If, however, kifulin zuel gabezu, let's say I have several layers of clothing that are folded one on top of the other, and there's a mace underneath it. Here the halach is different. Here we say, Einon mevias es hatuma ashetehu el yoina gvayim in aris besech tefach. I'm only going to look at the top one. If I have a tefach from underneath the top garment to the floor, even though I have these loose begadim that are folded underneath, that's not a problem. This is still called an oil with a tefach underneath it, and the tumah would spread from side to side. What's the difference between the first case and the second case? If it's one thick garment or one thick beam, I can't just say that the bottom part doesn't exist. I can't say, well, this is the top, this is like the roof, and the bottom part of the beam, that's just what's inside. What do you mean? It's one beam, or it's one thick garment. But if it's several garments folded on top of the other, even though they're touching each other, and technically there's no airspace. But I could say, look, the top agate is the roof, and the rest is what's laying underneath. In every oil, you have things underneath. Most oil are not empty. But if it's not one chalik with the roof, so it's two separate things. There's a roof, there's what's underneath. You still have a tefach underneath. Weiter sagt der Mishnah. I don't need what's underneath to be hollow. I need it to be separate from the roof. Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Tavloyos shel eid zu al gabizu. Basically, this is the same halacha, but a different case. I have wooden tablets, wooden boards, one on top of the other. There's a mace underneath. Einu mevias es hatumah shteil yoina gvayim in aretz b'seich tefach. I don't need a tefach from the bottom of the lowest board to the ground. I need a tefach from the bottom of the highest board to the ground. Because again, these boards aren't connected to each other. So there's a roof and there are boards underneath. That's okay. But ve'im ha'yushal shayish, if the boards are marble, here it's different. Here we have an interesting halacha. If you have marble boards laying one on top of the other, even if I'm going to measure from the bottom of the top marble slab till the ground to have a tefach, I don't consider the tefach oil space underneath. And therefore, tumah, any tumah that would be found underneath, this will break through to go straight up and straight down, and it won't spread to the side. In other words, it's not an oil. Why? Why is marble boards different than wooden boards? Where does marble come from? The ground. Marble is considered like ground. So if I don't have a hollow space, I look at this like the ground is just coming up. I don't have an oil. I would also come from the ground. No, wood comes from a tree. A tree is cut. The bark is peeled. It's processed into wood. But marble is something you dig up from the ground. That's where it is. So memela is considered like the ground itself. So unless you have a tefach of airspace underneath the marble, I don't have an oil. Marble is rock. Rock comes from the earth. So, chasing over on Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph. One thick garment, one thick beam. In order for it to be an oil, you would have to have a tefach from the ground till the underneath part of it. But several begadim that are folded one on top of the other, then in order for it to be considered an oil, I just need a tefach from the top one, from the bottom of the top one. The ones underneath, because they're not part of the same keli, that doesn't take away from my necessary space of an oil underneath the roof. Same is true with slabs of wood, one on top of the other. I need a tefach from the bottom of the top one. On the other hand, plates of marble, one on top of the other, marble boards, because marble is rock that comes from the earth, it's considered like the earth. And therefore, even though if you measure from the top one till the bottom, you're going to have a tefach, but because it's full of marble, it's as if the earth comes up. And memela, it's not an oil. Any tumah underneath will not spread to the side. Rather, it'll go up and down.